We continue with Mishnah Berurah and Yom Hilchos Berachos Simin Mem Zayin as if tes as a machaber. Yesh Omrim Shem Hifzik Ben Birkas Torah Limudo Ein Bekach Klum. Va'Nachon Sholol Hafzik Beinayhem. There are some who say that if after making Birkas Torah you did not learn immediately, you were mafzik with talking, something like that, that's okay. However, says the machaber, it is best not to be mafzik at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the only time that it's a problem to have a hefsek between the bracha of Birchas HaTorah and the actual learning would be by Ava Rabba, as we saw that there are some who say that you need to, that the Mechaber says you need to learn immediately after Ava Rabba if you want to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with that. That's only because that is not the Iker of Birchas HaTorah, so it does not pater unless you learn immediately. However, regular Birchas HaTorah will pater the entire day, even if you don't learn right away until much later on in the day. And it is different than all other brachos, where if you're mafsik between the bracha and the action of the mitzvah, it's going to be a problem. The reason is, as explained by the Magen Avraham, because over here the mitzvah is to learn the entire day, so there's never going to be hesek hadas in your learning. So you make the bracha, you'll learn later on, that's okay, because that's what the mitzvah is to learn at some point in the day. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that most poskim disagree and say that the din of Birchas HaTorah is the same as all other brachos mitzvos, and you should not be mafsik between the bracha and any learning. However, says Mishnah Berurah, since there are poskim who are mekel and say that you would not need to go back if you are mafsik between the bracha and learning, it is if this does occur that you make Birchas HaTorah and then you don't learn right away, so then you should have in mind during Ava Rabba to be yotze Birchas HaTorah then and then learn a little bit after that. And the Mechaber says, "V'chei nagu lomar parshas Birchas Kohanim, Samach Birkas HaTorah." This is why we have the minhag to say Birkas, the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim right after Birkas HaTorah, so that we do learn immediately after Birkas HaTorah. We don't have to worry about being mafsik. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason it's specifically these three Psukim is because they wanted to put something which was like reading the Torah, and these have a bracha, so it's something which is nice. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that we also say Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shiur, and Elu Dvarim Sh'Adam Olcha Perosem, in order to fulfill Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara immediately upon beginning our day. Sif Yud, Im Hifzik Milimo V'Nisasek Ba'Asakav. If you learned, but then you stop learning in order to go do business, or anything you need to do throughout the day, Kevin Shadaito Lachs or Limo Lohavi Hifzik. Since you're planning on going back to learning at some point, that is not considered a Hifzik. V'Adin L'Sheinu Merchaz Be'Sakise Dolavi Hifzik. So too, sleeping during the day, going to the bathroom, any of these things are not considered a hefsek, says the Mechaber, since you are planning on returning to learn, you would not need to make a new bracha. According to the reasoning of the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Magen Avraham, if one is not planning on learning the rest of the day, that is not their normal habit to learn at some point again during the day, then if they do end up learning again, they would need to make a new bracha because the logic would not apply to them. However, the Taz disagrees, and the Taz says the reasoning that you do not need to make a new bracha is because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to learn the entire day. Whether you do so or not, that is the form of the mitzvah, is to learn the entire day, and therefore you would not need to make a new bracha, even if you were not planning on learning again. The Mishnah Berurah says that when the Mechaber says, if you sleep, you do not need to make a new bracha, that is only if it's a shenas arai, not a set sleep, not a long sleep. But if it's, or you're sitting or something like that, you're sitting and you put your head down on a table. However, if it's a lengthy sleep during the day in your bed, that would be more of a shenas keva, which we'll see in the next sif. What about the bathroom? Why isn't that a hefsek? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because you're not Mesiach Das. There's two explanations given as to why going into the bathroom is not a hefsek. One is because you're planning on learning again after you come out. And the other is because even in the bathroom, there are some halachas that you need to keep in the ways of acting in the bathroom. So therefore, you're not really being mafsik from Torah since you're acting in halacha in the bathroom as well. The question would then be, why is this different than putting on tefillin, which we said that if you take off your tefillin to go into the bathroom and you come out, you would need to make a new bracha. So according to the second reason, we understand why tefillin is different, because Talmud Torah you do even in the bathroom, but tefillin has no part in the bathroom whatsoever. Rav Aruch HaShulchan gives a different explanation. He says that tefillin is different because the obligation of tefillin is not the entire day. As we see, we only wear it in the morning and then we're done. However, Talmud Torah, the chiv is the entire day, so you're always planning. That is the form of the mitzvah, and therefore it would apply the entire day, and you would not need to make a new bracha when you come out of the bathroom, as opposed to tefillin, where you're not obligated to wear the entire day, and therefore upon coming out of the bathroom, you would need to make a new bracha. So according to both reasons, we understand why tefillin is different. Siv Yud Aleph, Shnas Keva Bayom Al Mitaso Havi Hefsik. If you have a lengthy nap on your bed during the day, that is a Hefsik, and you would need to make a new Berachas HaTorah. V'yeshom V'lo Havi Hefsik. Some say it is not a Hefsik. You would not need to make a new Berachas HaTorah. V'chein Nagu, this is the Minog, is not to make a new Bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings those who disagree, and it is unclear how we should act l'maisa if you do take a lengthy nap. So what many say is best to have in mind during Avos Olam at Maariv that you should be yotzei the Berachas HaTorah then, or hear it from someone else. Sif Yud Beis, Afim Lamad Balayla, even if you learned at night, Halayla Holech Achar Hayom, the night goes after the day, Shavar, of the previous day, Ve'eno Tzarech Lachzor, Levar HaKol Zman Shelo Yashan, and you don't need to make a new bracha as long as you have not yet slept. What if you were up the whole night, such as Shavuos night? The Mishnah Berurah says there are some who say you don't need to make a new Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and some say you do need to make a new Berachas HaTorah in the morning, because that is the establishment of the Chachamim, that every morning needs a new Berachas HaShachar and new Berachas HaTorah. So we would say, Safech Brachos LaHakel. So what should you do, actually? So if you can, says Mishnah Berurah, it's best to hear from someone else and be Yotzei from him. If there's no, if you're waiting around for someone to make Berachas HaTorah, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you do not have to stop learning, as we've said earlier. If you're honest, there is no way for you to get the Berachas HaTorah. There is no Isser to learn without making the Berachas HaTorah, you'd be allowed to continue learning. If Machmas Safik, you're not making a bracha, you can continue to learn. So the best is to hear it from someone else. If you can't hear it from someone else, then we would say to have it in mind, once again, in Avarabah at Shacharis. Another Eitzab, the Mishnah Berurah brings, is from Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that if you slept a Shenas Keva, a lengthy nap, during the day, and then you were up the entire night, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can make a new bracha in the morning, based on that lengthy nap that you took during the day in your bed the day before. So some say that this is what one should do. Erev Shavuos, they should take a lengthy nap, and then they'll be able to make the bracha the next morning. However, some say this doesn't work because you patered an Avos Olam at Maariv at Shavuos night. So therefore, some say you should have in mind Shavuos night at Maariv, I'm not being yotzei Berachas HaTorah with Avos Olam, so that I can make it in the morning based on this Svara of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So those are really the three Eitzes. Either be yotzei with someone else, or have in mind an Avarabah, or Rabbi Kiva Eger's Eitzah of taking a lengthy nap the day before. The real shaila is going to be if you take an hour and a half nap after you daven Maariv at night, and then you wake up, and then you learn, should you make a new Berachas HaTorah or not? And if you do make a Berachas HaTorah, and then you take your long sleep during the night when you wake up, do you make a new Berachas HaTorah? This is a machlokas in the postgame, and one should consult a posek as to how to act.